Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Heinrich Heine, born December 13, 1797. He lived until 1856. This poet must be the ultimate lyrical poet, for more of his verses have been set as music than any other. Not Goethe, Shakespeare, or Victor Hugo can hold a candle. Before I tell you about his life and his work, let's hear his simple words of love. On wings of song, my love, I'll carry you away. Set by over 40 composers, none more beautifully than by Mendelssohn. You can follow the German and an English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. One of the most famous leader of all time, Heinrich Heine, words set to Mendelssohn's music, Auf Flügeln des Gesanges, On Wings of Song, sung by Barbara Bonney with Jeffrey Parsons' piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a birthday celebration for the great lyric poet Heinrich Heine. Heine was born into a German-Jewish family, and though never devout, he reluctantly converted to Christianity for practical reasons. He studied academic subjects, but always wanted to write. Heine often used satire and irony in his poems, but this element was often completely overlooked by the composers who set his words as love songs. Let's hear another Mendelssohn song, where the music depicts Heine's rustlings of elves and changes character at the end when it must be determined whether all this bustling means new love or rather portends death. Remember, you can read the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. A lively version of Mendelssohn's Neue Liebe, New Love, with Kathleen Battle and James Levine. Though at the end there was a feeling of dread in the music, it wasn't emphasized by Miss Battle. Let's hear the drama that Lotte Lehmann uses for the last lines of the same song in this 1941 recording.
Das meiner Neu.
listening to Singing and Other Sins, this time celebrating the birthday of Heinrich Heine, whose words we just heard Lotte Lehmann sing with Paul Ulanowski at the piano. Mendelssohn wrote the music, and it's interesting to know that Heine came to the Mendelssohn family home in Berlin and met Felix and his sister Fanny. Fanny wrote over 300 Lieder, and many to Heine's words. In the following song, the poet asks the flowers, the nightingales, and the stars to console him, but only his beloved knows his pain, and it is she who has torn his heart in two. You can find the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Und flüstern's die Blumen, die Kleinen, wie tief verwundet mein Herz, sie würden mit mir weinen, zu heilen meinen Schmerz. Und wüssten's die Nachtigallen, wie ich so traurig und krank, sie ließen fröhlich erschallen, erquickenden Gesang. Und wüssten sie mein Wehe, die goldenen Sternelein, sie kämen aus ihrer Höhe und sprächen Trost mir ein. Alle können's nicht wissen, nur einer kennt meinen Schmerz. Sie hat ja selbst zerrissen mir das Herz.
One of Heine's most frequently said poems, Und wüssten's die Blumen, die Kleinen. And if the blooms, the small ones knew. Sung by Nathan Berg with Eugene Asti in Fanny Mendelssohn's setting. Let's hear that poem read by Lotte Lehmann.
Und wüssten's die Blumen, die Kleinen, wie tief verwundet mein Herz. Sie würden mit mir weinen, zu heilen meinen Schmerz. Und wüssten's die Nachtigallen, wie ich so traurig und krank, sie ließen fröhlich erschallen, erquickenden Gesang. Und wüssten sie mein Wehe, die goldenen Sternelein, sie kämen aus ihrer Höhe und sprächen Trost mir ein. Sie alle können's nicht wissen, nur eine kennt meinen Schmerz. Sie hat ja selbst zerrissen mir das Herz.
Lotte Lehmann reading Heine's poem, Und wüssten's die Blumen, die Kleine. And if the blooms the small ones knew. Heine's poems actually became more popular and his books of poetry sold better after they were set as songs. Let's hear the most famous setting of this poem by Robert Schumann.
Und wüssten's die Blumen, die Kleinen, wie tief verwundet mein Herz, sie würden mit mir weinen, zu heilen meinen Schmerz. Und wüssten's die Nachtigallen, wie ich so traurig und krank, sie ließen fröhlich erschallen, erquickenden Gesang. Und wüssten sie mein Heer, die goldenen Sternelein, sie kämen aus ihrer Höhe und sprechen Trost mir ein. Selbst zerrissen.
was Matthias Goerne with Vladimir Ashkenazy in Schumann's setting of Heine's Und wüstens die Blumen die Kleinen, and If the Blooms the Small Ones Knew. Both the composer and the singer were able to bring bitterness to the last line where he accuses the beloved of tearing his heart in two. Let me tell you a bit more about the poet Heinrich Heine. He had an ambivalent feeling towards Germany, his homeland, as demonstrated in the following poem that I'll read in English. Oh, once I had a lovely fatherland. The oaks grew tall up to the sky. The gentle violets swayed. I dreamt it all. I felt a German kiss, heard German words, hard to recall how good they rang. The words, ich liebe dich, I dreamt it all. Let's hear this as a song by two non-German composers, first in Russian by Rachmaninoff, and then in English by Charles Ives. We just heard William Sharp with Stephen Blyer in Ives' version of Heine's unresolved thoughts about Germany. Before that, the same Heine words, but in Russian, by Rachmaninoff, sung by Dmitri Forostovsky, with Oleg Boshnyakovich. Such negative thoughts about Heine's birthplace hardly endeared him to the Third Reich, which, also because he was Jewish, publicly burned his books. At this point, the important words that Heine wrote a century earlier should be remembered. When they burn books, they will, in the end, burn human beings. We heard a Heine poem by Ives, but he wrote another on the poet's famous words, Ich grolle nicht, I bear no grudge, or I don't complain. You can find the original words and English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. That was Gerald Finley with Julius Drake in Ives' version of Ich grolle nicht by Heinrich Heine, the birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's hear Lotte Lehmann read these same words of anger and despair.
Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, ewig verlorenes Lieb, ich grolle nicht. Wie du auch strahlst in Diamantenpracht, es fällt kein Strahl in deines Herzens Nacht, das weiß ich längst. Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, ich sah dich ja im Traume, und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Raume, und sah die Schlange, die dir am Herzen frisst. Ich sah, mein Lieb, wie sehr du elend bist. Ich grolle nicht. Ich grolle nicht.
There's a lot of resentment in the words, I bear no grudge, I don't complain. Of course, he's crazy with hurt and sadness, but knows that she's the one who'll suffer the most. Let's hear the most famous setting of these words by Robert Schumann.
Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, ewig verlorenes Lieb, ewig verlorenes Lieb, ich grolle nicht, ich grolle nicht, wie du auch strahlst in Diamantenpracht. Es fällt kein Strahl in deines Herzens Nacht, das weiß ich längst. Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz noch bricht, ich sah dich ja im Traume und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Raum. Ich sah mein Lieb, wie sehr du elend bist. Ich grolle nicht, ich grolle nicht.
Werner Gira was the baritone and Jan Schulz, piano. In Schumann's Ich grolle nicht, poetry of Heine. Heinrich Heine, the focus of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, wrote, besides poetry, verse plays, fiction, political reports, essays on religion and philosophy, scenarios for ballets, and reviews of theater, concerts, and art exhibitions. Luckily for us, Schubert discovered Heine poems in the last years of his life and set two memorable ones, Der Doppelgänger and Der Atlas. Both despairing songs that I hope you can follow the German and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. In The Doppelgänger, listen to the way the slow chords seem to stretch time and add to the agony of the mockery he feels. In Atlas, the point of carrying a world of sorrow is driven home by the spiky rhythm and a constant rumble in the piano.
Thank you. Hände vor Schmerzens Gewalt. Mir graust es, wenn ich sein Antlitz sehe, der Mund zeigt mir meine eigene Gestalt. Du Doppelgänger, du bleicher Geselle, was häfst du nach mein Liebesleid, das mich gequält auf dieser Stelle? So manche Nacht in alter Zeit.
Bitter Poems of Heine, set to music by Schubert and sung by Thomas Kostoff with Eustace Zayen piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a birthday tribute to Heinrich Heine, whose poems inspired more song, called Lieder, than any other. As you can probably tell by now, Heine's poetic subject was himself. Rejected by two deep loves, by his rich uncle, by his fatherland, he used this bitterness in satire. Yet he used this well of his own emotional experiences as a testament to universal suffering. He wrote, "I suffer for the salvation of the entire human race. I atone for its sins, but I also enjoy them." let's return to Lieder inspired by Heine's poems and hear Die Lorelei. This tells of the witch combing her hair on the rocks by the river Rhine. She sings, and enchanted boatmen are lured to their death. You can read the original German and an English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing-and-other-sins. We'll hear two versions of this poem, one with orchestra lasting over 7 minutes by Liszt, and the other just 2 minutes long by Clara Schumann.
Thank you. Schiffe, ergreift es mit wildem Weh. Er schaut nicht die festen Riffe, er schaut nur herauf.
Thank you.
Just now we heard Susan Gritten with Eugene Osti in Clara Schumann's version of Heine's Lorelei. Before that, Liszt's orchestrated account of the same poem. Ilona Tokodi was the soprano and the Hungarian State Orchestra conducted by András Korodi. Just a bit more about the life of this poet. Heine spent the last 25 years of his life in France, where he felt more comfortable. And talk about the irony that is found in his poems. In Paris, he met an illiterate shop girl who became his mistress and later his wife, and remained with him throughout his problematic last years. He spent the last 8 years of his life as an invalid in bed, where he continued to write a lot and even have a final love affair. Heine's words inspired Brahms to create one of his most memorable Lieder, Der Tod, das ist die kühle Nacht. Death is the cool night. The Romantics often found longing for death with its symbolism in the night. Life is the sultry day. It now grows dark. I'm drowsy. The day has wearied me. Above my bed rises a tree. The young nightingale sings there. She sings only of love. I hear it even in my dreams. Christa Ludwig with Gerald Moore in Brahms' Der Tod, das ist die kühle Nacht. Death is the cool night. Let's close this tribute to poet Heine with a few songs by Robert Schumann. This is the opening section of his seldom heard Liederkreis, Opus 24. Hermann Pry performs with Leonard Hokanson in this 1971 classic recording. And you can follow the words at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins.
Morgens steh ich auf und frage. noch wenige Stunden, dann soll ich sie schauen, sie selber die Schönste der schönen Jungfrauen. Du armes Herz, was pochst du schwer? Die Stunden sind aber ein faules Volk, schleppen sie dich behaglich träge, schleichen gähnend ihre Wege, tummle dich, du faules Volk. Eile mich treibend erfasst, aber wohl niemals liebten die Huren, niemals, niemals liebten die Huren. Weil mich im grausamen Bunde verschworen, spottet die tückisch der liebenden Hass. Lieb, Liebchen, leg's Händchen aufs Herze mein, ach, hörst du, wie's pochet im Kämmerlein? Da hauset ein Zimmermann schlimm und arg, der zimmert mir einen Totensarg. Es hämmert und klopft bei Tag und bei Nacht, es hat mich schon längst um den Schlaf gebracht. Ach, stutet euch, Meister Zimmermann, damit ich bald schlafen kann. Grabmal meine Ruhe, schöne Stadt, wir müssen scheiden, lebe wohl, ruf ich dir zu, lebe wohl, lebe wohl, lebe wohl. Wandelt, Liebchen, traut, lebe wohl, du heilige Stelle, wo ich sie zuerst geschaut, lebe wohl, lebe wohl. Hätt ich dich doch nie gesehen, schöne Herzenskönigin, nimmer, nimmer wär es dann geschehen, dass ich jetzt so elend bin. Nie wollt ich dein Herz rühren, Liebe hab ich nie erfleht, nur ein stilles Leben führen. Wollt ich, wo dein Odem weht, wo dein Odem weht, doch du drängst mich selbst von hinten, bittere Worte spricht dein Mund. Sinnen und mein Herz ist krank und wund. Und die Glieder matt und träge schlepp ich fort am Wanderstab, bis mein müdes Haupt ich lege.
Hermann Pry with Leonard Hokanson and samples of the opening songs from Schumann's Liederkreis Opus 24 to Heine's words. You've been listening to a tribute to the poet Heinrich Heine. Be sure to contact me with feedback on these programs. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins and you'll find the place to email me. There you can also find a link to the archives of previous Singing and Other Sins broadcasts. Next week on Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the 90th birthday of Mildred Miller. Maya Hoover joins me in a telephone interview with the mezzo-soprano best known for her recording of Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde with Bruno Walter. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.